Hi, I'm Lauren Edmonds. I'm the founder and owner of a school that supports children with learning delays. I'm hoping the space gives you something to think about.
Right, so today I want to talk about choice and consequence. I've spoken about it before, and I think it's important to always talk about it to remind ourselves. But I'm going to talk specifically around how we, as parents, I think it's quite funny, how we don't change our response to something but expect a different outcome over time. And I've fallen into the trap myself, so I chuckle at myself as I chuckle at all of you, that we want our children to change, and we try so hard to get them to want to change and to put interventions in place so that they can change. And one of the quickest ways to change your child is for you to change. But it's one of the hardest ways because you're going to have to change. And we don't want to change. Change is hard. We think it's hard for children on the autism spectrum, and that gets thrown at me a lot. Oh, it's hard for these kids to change. No, change is hard for everybody. We just need to learn how to do it, and we need to learn how to embrace it. And we need to learn that change can bring positive results, and if we don't like the change, we can always go back. Nothing is necessarily cast in stone. But we can't expect our young children of 5, 6, they've only been on this earth for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years. We've only been on this earth for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and we want them to change. So now I get plasticity, and I get that their brains can change and mold, and that is absolutely true. And because that is true, they will change when we change. So if we want our children to have better manners, we have to like do as I do, not as I say. We need to have better manners. And then we need to talk about how we have good manners and what we do and why it's important. And then our children will model us and then understand us and then hopefully pick up those habits. Now, I'm a mom of young adults in their 20s, so I can tell you that they don't pick up everything. But at some point, what you've taught them when they're young comes out in their behavior when they're older, and that's what you want. So someone said the other day, I saw it online, we asked if we want to have children. We never asked if we want to raise them. And that was so interesting because the other thing that I hear a lot at the moment is, or at least I think about, is you think you're going to stop parenting when your children turn 18. Not a chance. You're going to be parenting for the rest of your life. I mean, you're still your parents' child. Are they still parenting you at some level? It's going to be forever. So the work you do now when they're young informs what kind of child they're going to be towards you as a parent for the rest of their lives or your lives. So it's worth the change. Now, what I find so interesting is with children with special needs, needs that are beyond the typical child. So we've got children with cerebral palsy or autism or Down syndrome or whatever they are battling with. Those children need us to change even more than the typical child because they need us even more. They need more strength, more foundation, more direction. And it can be a hard ask because we don't think we're made for it, or we say, why me? And why do I have to go through this? But why not you? And these children that are struggling, if we allow it, they make us better people, if we allow it. So my challenge to you is, when your child is struggling, and it sometimes looks like bad behavior, so when your child is behaving badly, understand that your child is struggling, trying to tell you something, trying to overcome something, trying to manage something all on their own, and they're just a little child, the best solution is to reflect on your own thinking, your own behavior, your own thought processes, and change one thing. I used to do this. I would change one thing for a week. Not necessarily to check if that would change things in the right way. Yes, I was looking to see if my behavior would change something in my children in a positive way and change something in me. But I was also going, I can do one little thing for 1 week, and then it becomes a habit. And then I do another one little thing for 1 week, and then it becomes a habit. That's how reading became a habit. That's how asking them their highs and their lows for the week, for the day, became a habit. It's how reading at night became a habit. It's how talking about maths in a positive way became a habit. Because I chose one little thing, I decided it was a good thing for my children, and I changed for them. And that makes all the difference.